This morning, our first reading was from the book of Job. The book of Job, everyone, is one of the most interesting, mysterious books in all the Old Testament. And we have a sense of that this morning as to why it's so mysterious. This morning, we should have been a bit offended. Job says, "Perish the day on which I was born, the night when they said, 'The child is a boy.' Why did I not perish at birth, come forth from the womb and expire?" Basically, Job is saying, why am I alive? What's the point of my life? And we're saying that Job was a good man? How dare Job say such a thing? Why would Job say, why was I born? Isn't that offensive? We got to go back to yesterday's reading. What happened yesterday? Job lost everything. Job lost his sheep, his horses, his camels, his donkeys. Job lost his property. Job lost his children. Job has nothing. Who in their right mind wouldn't ask God the questions Job is asking? Job is not cursing God. Job is allowing himself to enter into an honest dialogue with God. If one cannot enter in an honest dialogue with God about the things that Job is facing, then what can you talk to God about? Honestly, if you can't ask God what's going on here when I've lost everything, then what can you talk to God about? Nothing. Job is giving us permission to enter into honest dialogue with God. That's prayer. Job is giving us permission to share with the Lord our frustrations, our disappointments, our losses, and we can always do it in the context of faith. We can do it. We can do what Job did, as long as we know that ultimately God takes care of us. What Job is exposing to the Lord is what's called his poverty. It's where he's poor. St. Vincent de Paul, whose feast day we celebrate today, also knew a few things about poverty. And that poverty is not just material poverty, but poverty is that place where we can't, but God can. That's what poverty is. And it's only in a heart that's poor where God can work. Where we're rich, God can't work. But where we're poor, where we need him, where we are Job, is the place where God can work. If that annoys us or frustrates us, then maybe that's exposing where we're poor. Where are we poor? Where are we Job? Where do we feel like we have nothing? Let's allow our hearts to go to God there, not to self-pity, but to God, knowing that he promises to take care of those who are poor.